Report: Muslim voters in swing state of Michigan sour on Biden amid Israel war. By Paul Bois on October 23, 2023. Muslim voters in the swing state of Michigan have begun to turn on President Joe Biden amid his unwavering support of Israel following the horrific Hamas terrorist attack, which killed 1,200 Israelis, most of whom were civilians. Michigan has one of the largest Muslim populations in the country, especially in Dearborn, a state that swung for Biden in 2020. But some leaders in the state have said they may not vote for him a second time around. For NBC News, Ahmad Ramadan, a former Biden advisor now leading coalition efforts for the Michigan Democratic Party, called the state party chair to raise the alarm about what he was hearing. Michigan has one of the largest Muslim and Arab American populations in the country, and they say their support for Biden was instrumental to putting him over the top in the critical swing state in 2020. But now, Ramadan and other Democratic leaders in the state were hearing nothing but frustration with Biden, and threats to not vote for him again. In a series of more than a dozen roundtable discussions with Muslim community leaders in the 2 weeks since the October 7th attack by Hamas, Ramadan said the main takeaway is that people are very disappointed. They say they will not forget what President Biden did and why he lied to them, he added. Ramadan told the outlet he has been receiving calls from fellow Muslims lamenting their regret of ever voting Biden in 2020. Representative Alabbas Farhat, DME, said Biden has single-handedly alienated almost every Arab American and Muslim American voter in Michigan. Farhat said he and several other Michigan Muslims have family trapped in Gaza, accusing Biden of abandoning them. The Biden administration and Democrats as a whole are going to have to do a lot of work to rebuild some level of trust with my community, he said. It's never too late to do the right thing. Farhat said Muslims in the state are prepared to leave a blank space on the ballot in protest of Biden come voting day in 2024. That's the plan right now, Farhat said. I think there's going to be a lot of people that remember when you won Michigan years ago by a razor-thin margin, when you won Georgia with a razor-thin margin, when you won Arizona by a razor-thin margin. Do not be surprised if there are consequences for your actions. Editor's note: this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7th Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200. According to Reuters, Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo on demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.